Welcome. This is Kathleen Pearl, watching at the doors. I'm going to take some excerpts from Matthew 24 that have been speaking to my heart and just elaborate on them a bit. I'm going to begin at Matthew chapter 24, 20, but pray, you. So watching at the doors, you need to be praying. That your flight not be on in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. In these several verses, we have the exhortation to pray and that there's great tribulation such as never been, and those days will be shortened for the elect's sake. There's not going to be very many flesh left. There's not going to be much Adamic flesh left unless those days are shortened. Then... If any man shall say to you, lo, here is the Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive, yes, even the very elect. Verse 25, behold, I have told you before. 26, wherefore, if they shall say to you, behold, he's in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he's in the secret chambers. Believe it not. 27, for as lightning comes out of the east and shines even to the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, there will be eagles be gathered together. Immediately. After the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the sun stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. So this is a reference to Isaiah 13:10 and Joel 2:10. Signs in the heavens. 30, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And the reference here is Daniel 7:13. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. So here we have a progression. There's tribulation. If God didn't cut it short, no flesh would be left alive. Oh, you better pray. It's not a winter on the Sabbath. And don't there be false Christs and prophets and great signs and wonders. Don't believe them if they say Jesus is here. Because the coming of the Son of Man shall be as the lightning comes out of the east and the west. And you'll see where the dead bodies are immediately after the tribulation of those days. It looks like there'll be a solar eclipse and a lunar eclipse and meteor showers, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall the Son of Man appear in heaven, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Those are the heavens that we see. There are three heavens denoted in Scripture. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. So I know this is redundant, but I want you to hear the pattern. Now, learn a parable of the fig tree. Oh, okay, we need to listen up. When its branch is yet tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So we're talking seasons, times and seasons, and the fruitfulness of the earth. So pray it's not winter, and when the springtime comes, you know that summer is on its way. You know it's near. So likewise, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Not single door, at the doors. Multiple doors. What does it mean? It's at the doors. It's that there are these portals, these heavenly dimensional portals that are more than one over the earth. Well, it must be. There are multiple doors. These are at the doors. No, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors, the sign of the Son of Man appearing, and the sounding of the trumpets, and the gathering together of his elect from the four winds. Verse 34. So 33 is the one. No, watching. We're watching at the doors. There are places. Now, this particular place that I went to, the headlands of Jenner, by Highway 1. This is a circling on the coastal side of the Bohemian Grove. Bohemian Grove is an occult door many of us are familiar with. And I've had a lot of intercession warfare history over this particular place. So next to it is a door on the ocean where there's going to be a shakedown. The heavens are going to be shaken. Verily, now I say to you, this generation shall not pass away till all these things be fulfilled. Now, preterist, that means they say all these things have been fulfilled with the first coming of Jesus. I don't agree with that. Verily I say to you, this generation shall not pass away till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knows no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as in the days of Noah were, so also the coming of the Son of Man be. And indeed, it's very much from what we know of the days of Noah, and it has been turned up through archaeological evidence over the last century. Indeed, these are as the days of Noah. Whereas in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. In other words, life is normal and they were oblivious to what time it was, to repentance. And they did not know it until the flood came and took them all away. So also shall be the coming of the Son of Man. Excuse me. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Understand this. And they didn't understand till the flood came. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Now here's the verse, 42. Watch. We're watching at the doors. We're going to these portals. We're watching and praying. We're looking at the signs. We're looking at the scriptures. We're asking the Holy Spirit to show us. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord does come. But know this, if the good men of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would have not allowed the house to be broken up. Don't let your house get broken up. Therefore, be you also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man comes. Okay, be ready. So we're supposed to watch. In verse 42, we're supposed to pray, we're supposed to watch, and now we're supposed to be ready. In verse 44, you be ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man comes. Who then is the faithful and wise servant? Okay, how do we be faithful and wise in these times? Here it is. This is the good servant. Whom his Lord has made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season. Who is this faithful and wise servant? This blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he comes, shall find so doing. Okay, so it's like these cattle. They were running to me because they thought I was going to feed them. This is the household that we want, those that want to be fed the meat of the word, bread and milk. We want to be fed. We want to be faithful and wise and feed. Verily I say to you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. Well, that's a great promise. So we need to be faithful and wise and be about, you know, ruling the household and giving them meat in due season and encouraging them. But, and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delays his coming, and shall begin to smite or beat or abuse his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, or those spirits of drunkenness like Kundalini, maybe. This spirit is, if that spirit, and you begin to abuse people, there's abusive behavior towards those in the body of Christ. Let me just say that in Timothy chapter 2, I think 2 Timothy 2, says, it describes what people are like in the last days. And they shall be lovers of self more than lovers of God. In other words, their self is God, and they think when their flesh talks to them that God wants them to have this or do that or pursue this lust or this whatever, and it's not God. But they're self-deceived. Mm-hmm. They're self-deceived because they've never really crucified themselves and taken up their cross. And the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looks not for him, and an hour that he is not aware of. All right, so he's saying, oh, he's not going to come, and I need to do my thing and have fun and pursue my lust. And then all of a sudden, God's going to come for him and shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. He will cut them into pieces with the phonies and the pretenders, because they made vows or they made promises or they were supposed to be stewards and they didn't fulfill. We don't want to do that. We want to have wisdom and be watching at the doors and being faithful and obedient to what the Lord has told us to do, because we are accountable to him. Blessings. God loves you. Be faithful, be wise, be faithful and wise.